WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A second group has been allowed to return to what's left of their homes in West. Retired teacher Kathy Daugherty, who said she had been brave up until now, was overcome by the emotion of the moment.
We're just so thankful. My heart aches for my student, my former students, for my friends that have lost their homes, for my friends that have lost their members of their family.
14 died and more than 200 were injured. All 60 that had been reported missing have been accounted for. The identities of first responders who died in the line of duty are online at WTAW.com. A reminder, you can make a cash donation to assist the explosion victims through the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund at BCS locations of the Bank and Trust. Or the City of West has announced how you can help as a volunteer or deliver relief supplies. The West Fest grounds will serve as the primary check-in point for all donated goods and volunteers for the community. You can find more information about that online at WTAW.com. The Red Cross is among the agencies providing assistance. One of the volunteers in West is Dan Halliburton of Dallas, who says victims are anxious to return to see what's left after last week's explosion.
Now you've been away from your home, you're going to come back in, you don't know what it looks like, you don't know the condition on it, and people are going to be really impacted by what they see, and that's where the Red Cross will be on the ground with our psychological care workers who are out helping people who have helped others go through difficult and tragic situations like this.
Authorities continue to block access to the blast zone until completing their investigation. And among the story angles following the fertilizer plant explosion in West is the plant's close proximity to homes and schools. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station, whose district includes West, hopes he can educate the public about the plant's safety.
This plant was at full capacity. It, you know, from an agriculture perspective, if you're looking at the Google Maps of before the scene, you can look at the number of buggies and different fertilizer application instruments in the field. I mean, this is a big farming community, and it's time to put fertilizer down to grow the crops that help feed this country and this state.
Cassell described the explosion as a freak accident and says that the company does a fine job in its operation. A Bryan man is accused of suffocating his mother with a pillow. 47-year-old Philip Ortega was picked up in Conroe and remains in jail. The victim, 79-year-old Velma Bryant, was found in the home she shared with Ortega by his sister. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Ortega disappeared after the April 4th death and wasn't seen until Conroe police found him 2 weeks later.
One family member had not been accounted for, and the victim's vehicle was missing at the time. The Bryan Police Department put out a bulletin to other agencies to let them know that we were looking for Miss Bryant's son, just to speak with him, you know, about the circumstances.
According to the arrest report, Ortega told Conroe and Bryan detectives he'd killed his mother. Then he took her car and several items from the home and sold them for cash and drugs. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest for swinging an axe at his wife and two daughters, then setting fire to the front door of their home. This was a block north of Sue Haswell Park about 3 a.m. Saturday at 23rd and Academy. 47-year-old Roy Acosta was arrested after being found walking about a half mile away at 24th and Robertson. According to the arrest report, Acosta admitted to starting the fire using gasoline from his backyard shed. Fire damage was limited to the door. The wife and one of the daughters were able to take away the axe before anyone was hurt. A TV tray was split in half. Officers were told a family disturbance started the event, which resulted in no injuries. And it took six Bryan police officers to place a local man in custody after several shots with a taser had no effect. This was Friday morning as police responded to a report of someone trying to enter cars in the parking lot next to the BTU office. 29-year-old Johnny Gooden is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for assaulting a public servant and evading and resisting arrest. And it was a whirlwind week for a College Station woman whose fourth Boston Marathon included finishing the race 28 minutes before the bombs went off. Lynn Lee plans to return as often as she can.
Races like these won't stop. Although this does go down in history that this race will never be, the Boston Marathon will never be the same, it'll still go on. It'll still be as strong as it was before.
And she has no doubt other runners feel the same way.
I'm 100% sure you hear that from all other runners. We just won't stop.
What shocked her the most was the feeling of elation and joy and wanting to celebrate, then having all of that taken away in a second. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 58 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Good morning, 812. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-292-9775-2-WAY.
Nice weather out there through today with mostly to partly sunny sky conditions. The high temperature right around 80 during this afternoon. Tonight, the winds pick up. It'll become partly cloudy and on the mild side, mid-60s overnight. Sunshine followed by clouds on Tuesday. Slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night, turning cooler. Morning showers and thundershowers Wednesday. Then maybe some late day sun. High temperature Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, Kevin, you made some empty promise about finding out about the cow chip throwing, and I wonder if you came through with that.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You disappoint me in so many ways. All right, so here we go.
Wow, it's just like working with my dad again.
Oh.
Not that I'm bitter.
No, not at all. Let me see. I had a phone number to call.
I can do some digging. I thought that was in jest.
Yeah, that was cute. All right, let me see. Here we go. Do this. I always love dialing the phone on the air because usually it doesn't end well.
but it sounds so cool.
It does, doesn't it? Okay, we're calling, I think it's the Chamber of Commerce there in the...
So we've gone from free-range babies...
Yeah.
...to now cow chip tossing.
It's Monday.
This is a poopy show.
Yeah, it is.
No kidding.
I don't even. I don't even know if there's something. This is the Chamber of Commerce, and they may not.
They may not be open yet.
But I mean, if I could find.
Hi, you've reached the Beaver County Chamber.
Beaver County.
Okay. I may look around in a little while.
The dispatch might know who to call.
Yeah,
they're always there.
Yeah, we can't be calling the police. We may see if we can find somebody else to call over there, but not yet. We may, you know, like if they've got a Chevron station or
what's
Valero
the
or something.
The official title?
It's the cow chip throwing capital of the world. It's Beaver, Oklahoma. I don't know. Maybe. And again, we don't need the Chamber of Commerce. It's on Douglas Avenue. But nearby attractions. We could check on that. The library shaped like an open book in Liberal, Kansas.
They're probably not open.
Yeah, they're probably not. And, of course, the Pancake Hall of Fame is in Liberal, Kansas. We know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, because that's only in Liberal. No, only England and Liberal, Kansas, and they do that thing there every year where they flip the pancakes. Okay, it's not working. It's the Beaver County Sheriff's Department. I mean, I got the Beaver City Manager. I don't know. You want to see if you can get the city of Beaver?
Is there a radio station in Beaver?
Well, you got an internet?
I'm working on it.
Got to do everything over here. Yeah, go do that. We'll see if we, because maybe we can find a disc jockey who's looking to move to the big time.
Yeah.
All right. Guy's always trying to come up with ways to meet girls. A Japanese man is in hot water after he admitted to slashing the tires of around 1,000 women.
Oh, my gosh.
In order to strike up a conversation with them. 1,000 women.
That's supposed to be a positive experience?
Well, the man would use a sharp object to puncture the woman's tire at various supermarkets. The woman returned to their car from the supermarket. The man would approach and says, "Looks like you've got a flat. Let me fix that
what
for you."
Creeper.
Yep. While changing the tire, he would strike up a conversation with the woman, exchange phone numbers with him, yada, yada, yada. One woman who fell for the scheme told a female friend, "I recently got a flat and a man offered to change it for me." Upon hearing the story, she said, "The same thing happened to me." Suspecting that there was a scam, police checked it out, and 1,000 women. I mean, that's a lot. Does he have a job? I mean, I'm thinking you need to be out working. Any luck on a Beaver?
I'm looking.
All right.
Hopefully he does have a job so he can afford to pay back all the women for their destroyed tire.
I suppose so. Florida police say a 37-year-old woman stole nearly $170,000 from her employer, a camper sale business. She used $7,000 for augmentation.
That was very genteel of you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And it's not just defendants that get in trouble during a trial. Jurors can, too. A judge in Oregon allegedly caught a juror texting during an armed robbery trial. Texting during the trial. Happened when the courtroom lights were dimmed for a screening of the video evidence. The judge noticed a glow in front of 26-year-old Benjamin Kaler, which turned out to be his cell phone for reflecting light. The judge asked everybody to leave the court except for Benjamin.
Oh.
He was then found in contempt and sentenced to 2 days in jail. Good. The Oregon Statesman Journal interviewed one of Ben's co-workers at the custom trim and molding company where he works, who told the paper, "We're all laughing because it's Ben-ish. Ben is one of those young people that doesn't learn real fast. Like, oh, that doesn't apply to me."
All right. He don't learn real good.
Good for him. All right. 818. Did we find anything?
I'm getting Beaver County, Pennsylvania, but nothing in Beaver County, Colorado. So I'm digging.
Well, it'd be Oklahoma anyway. So
why the hell?
I don't know.
Hang on.
That's okay. So there are to-do list apps. I mean, they're out there. They're a dime a dozen. Carrot for the iPhone, something different. This app turns getting things done into a game. Carrot encourages users to get tasks done in a timely manner and then rewards them with points that lead to unlockable features. Oh, boy. If you don't win money, how are you going to get people to continue to do this? But anyway, if they don't accomplish the task, then the app will get angry with you. For example, if you don't do anything with your to-do list for a while, the carrot might say, "It's been 18 hours since you did anything useful."
So what? Are these, is this for people with no families?
It's an app that yells at you. I don't know. Well, I'm not sure. I mean, a to-do list, that's a good thing to have sometimes, especially if you've got a bunch to do that day.
Usually your family's the one who's like, "Are you going to take the trash out yet?
Ah,
are you going to take the trash out? Why didn't you take the trash out yet?"
Okay, well, I wouldn't think of putting trash on my to-do list, but I mean, it just was an example, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, so just some sort of a...
It was a poorly chosen example. I apologize.
Okay. Any luck? Any luck?
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
This place does not exist.
Well, that's okay. That's all right, too.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Sequester has had a minimal impact on businesses. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Washington has not had a major impact on business activity, according to a group of business economists. More than 90% of the experts polled by the National Association for Business Economics say tax increases and federal spending cuts did not affect their firm's employment levels or capital spending plans in the first quarter. The survey suggests business people are feeling better now than they were in the fourth quarter. What is happening again is that the economic recovery is being threatened by things going on overseas. This year, other nations' weakening economies are weighing on the U.S. Will top comics be able to get laughs with just 140 characters to work with? Comedy Central is teaming up with Twitter for a comedy festival. Comedians will tweet jokes for 5 days, starting 1 week from today. They will also be sending out six-second-long clips on the video app Vine. Stocks ended higher on Friday, and the future suggests we'll pick up in positive territory. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 4/27. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopway.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. As you might expect, the response has been incredible to Be Thin, the new sublingual spray that helps you lose weight with just a quick spray under your tongue a couple of times a day. That's right, people all over the country are calling in and reordering like crazy. And why not? Losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. Through a very unique combination of all-natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, BeThin increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it into your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. That's it. Want to lose weight the easiest way possible? Go to myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free, 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 65% of Americans call themselves baseball fans. You know, if you live in America, you can't help but run into baseball now and then. But it wasn't until 1869 that a man by the name of Harry Wright had the bright idea to organize a professional baseball team and send it around the country. A couple of years later, 9 teams were playing in 8 different cities, and by 1903, well, they were slugging it out in the first ever World Series. And baseball's unofficial theme song? Well, you've heard that one, I know. I'll bet you could even sing it. Take me out to the ball game. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Well, Jack Norworth penned those lyrics back in 1908, and Albert von Tisler wrote the music. And America's national pastime picked it up and claimed it as its own from day one. But probably nobody made the song more famous than Harry Carey, whose gruff voice made him a grand Chicago Cubs broadcaster, but not much of a singer. But you know what? That never stopped him. He always started out the song with a big hello. Then 35,000 or so fans at Wrigley Field usually joined in. Nowadays, well, most of us know the chorus, but few remember the verses. It seems that the song is really about a girl named Katie Casey, who's in love with baseball. A beau wants to take her out to a movie, and of course, you know where she really wants to go. The first verse goes something like this. Katie Casey was baseball mad, had the fever, and had it bad. The way Jack tells it, well, he was out riding the New York subway one afternoon when he just glanced up and noticed a poster for a baseball game. Now, by the time he reached his stop a half hour later, he had written baseball's theme song. You know it's part of American culture when people who don't even like baseball can sing the chorus. But in this case, that's just the way it ought to be, you see. It's a little-known fact that neither Jack nor Albert had ever seen a baseball game when they wrote that song. And Albert, well, he waited 20 years before he finally bought a ticket. And Jack, well, it took him 32 years to go and see what inspired his most famous song. And even then, the Dodgers had to dedicate an entire day to him before he would finally allow someone to take him out to the ball game.
Weather's going to be nice, and you know, Amish Furniture for Generations has got nice prices right now on outdoor furniture for you to be able to enjoy it. Their lawn and patio furniture, all priced at 10% off now. You have beautifully designed, handmade furniture by Amish craftsmen, just like the furniture for indoors. You'll find swings and tables and arbors and chairs and swivel gliders, and all of them are 10% off at Amish Furniture for Generations. So this is a great time to stop in and kind of enjoy it, because it will be, we got a couple of months before it gets awfully dang hot, and you'll only be able to go out right before sunset. But why not have the same quality furniture outdoors that lasts for generations to come, because it's handcrafted, built right here in the U.S. And Amish Furniture for Generations has a great selection for you to see. Stop in and see them. They've got the same phone number. It's 260-5050, but their showroom located on Boonville Road just past Kroger. That's outdoor furniture this month for 10% off at Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. We know you've worked hard for your RV, and you deserve the best. At RV Station, we only stock the best brands, like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new Puma 28 BHS for only $220 a month. Sales price $21,995. 10% down, plus TT&L and fees, 6.99% APR at 44 months WAC, stock number 1546. Or a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 198RD is just $15,995. Financing available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers. Or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
A couple of minutes till we go to the news. It's 8:28. We did this story last week, and now we have some more information on it. It was the two guys who pull into the Memphis fast food restaurant and point the AK-47 at the cashier.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Demanding their wings plus extra chicken pieces. Antonius Hart Sr. and Antonius Hart Jr. left Pirtle's Chicken in Memphis, Tennessee, without realizing that their wings were missing. They drove back through to the restaurant where the cashier offered to replace the missing pieces, but the pair demanded extra chicken because they were forced to make a return trip. When that was refused, Dad whips out the AK-47 that he brought with him, because everybody brings your automatic weapon when you're hitting the drive-thru with chicken wings, right? Semi-automatic.
Well, I do.
Yeah. Worker called police. Police arrived, recovered the weapon, 24 rounds of ammo. Both father and son arrested. A customer told the local TV station, yep, the man's actions were, quote, crazy, but suggested it could help improve customer service, quote, next time they better get them wings right. Well, of course, sir. Now that you mention that and show the AK-47, we would agree completely.
That's along the lines of, honest, Judge, he needed
killing. Yeah, exactly. The first, did you see the first 420 marijuana celebration in Denver shut down yesterday on Saturday? Two people injured with gunshots?
Yep.
Just can't have nice things. I'm just telling you. You think you're going to be able to do that, but if you can't behave, they're going to take your rights away from you.
WTAW News Time is...
Okay.
WTAW News time is 8:29. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Countless volunteers from international relief organizations are in West. Volunteers from the Red Cross include Dallas broadcaster Dan Halliburton, who's been hearing from reporters working in West how amazed they are at the conduct of victims of the fertilizer plant explosion.
The day after the explosion, there are people who had likely lost everything, and they went back to work. You know, and they said that they were just people out of state. They were just like, wow. I said, well, that's just how they do it here. You know, that's Texas. So there's a great resiliency for the volunteers, the people that do it day in, day out. You know, it's heads down, move forward, focus on the task.
The city of West has opened its fairgrounds as a drop-off point for relief supplies and for check-in if you'd like to volunteer. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more information. The 60 reported missing from last week's explosion in West have now been accounted for. More names of the first responders who died in the line of duty have been released. Meanwhile, yesterday, a second group of residents was allowed to see what's left of damaged homes. There's no gas or water, and electricity is spotty, but that didn't matter to Dale Merrick.
Feels really great. You know, it's nothing like sleeping in your own bed.
Shane Rodriguez marveled at what he found when he arrived home.
Inside it was more of the roof and like the insulation fell in, and then like the nails, like some of the nails up here drove back through.
Residents are being allowed back only under a curfew and strict warnings to not wander beyond their own yards. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station, whose district includes West, has made multiple trips since the explosion of the fertilizer plant.
You know, it's become part of the news, and I hope we can educate everybody, but these fertilizer plants are very safe, and they have met all the regulations with TCEQ and the EPA. You know, this was a freak accident. There was a fire. When we find out how that fire developed, we'll understand it. But it was not, there's no danger near the fertilizer plant. It was just a freak accident. But trust me, that group up there does a fine job. I know the gentleman that runs it, and he is truly a friend.
Cassell says with spring planting and recent rains, the plant was at full capacity at the time of the explosion. A family disturbance north of Sioux Haswell Park in Bryan resulted in an arrest on charges of arson, aggravated assault with an axe, and public intoxication. 47-year-old Roy Acosta remains in jail from the early Saturday morning incident at his home at the corner of 23rd and Academy. Acosta's wife and one of two daughters say he swung an axe at them, splitting a TV tray in half. After they took away the axe, Acosta told police he poured gasoline on the front door and set it on fire. Damage was limited to the door and there were no injuries. The death of a Bryan woman earlier this month was first thought to be from natural causes, but now her son is in jail after telling Bryan and Conroe police he smothered her with a pillow. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 47-year-old Philip Ortega is in jail following his arrest for causing serious bodily injury to an elderly person.
Based on the results of that investigation, the medical examiner is reviewing his preliminary autopsy findings, and after all of that is concluded, there potentially could be additional or different charges.
79-year-old Velma Bryant was found April 4th by Ortega's sister. Bryant's car, her 40-inch flat-screen TV, and her microwave oven were missing. Ortega was found 2 weeks later in Conroe. And quoting the arrest report, he told investigators he just snapped after arguing with his mother. That led to the suffocation and theft. And just outside the front entrance to the BTU office Friday morning, six Bryan police officers subdued a local man seen trying to enter cars in the parking lot. Several officers picked up 29-year-old Johnny Gooden and carried him to an ambulance in handcuffs and leg restraints. Gooden, who was arrested for resisting and evading arrest as well as assaulting a public servant, is out of jail after posting bond. The arrest report indicated Gooden was shot several times with a taser but made no impact. And it's already been a week since the Boston Marathon bombings. Lan Lee of College Station, who missed the explosions by 28 minutes, says she's still processing the roller coaster of emotions.
You know, every day is going to be different. Like yesterday, my husband and I were just silent. We didn't speak a whole lot to each other, mainly because we were in shock. And today, we were able to put those feelings into words, mainly because we've been at home and people are asking us how we're doing. So that's a release of that shock.
While she had the high of finishing her fourth Boston Marathon taken away, Lee plans on returning next year, and she expects other runners to feel the same way. WTOW News Time is 8:34. It's 63 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
837 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Nice weather out there through today with mostly to partly sunny sky conditions. The high temperature right around 80 during this afternoon. Tonight the winds pick up. It'll become partly cloudy and on the mild side, mid-60s overnight. Sunshine followed by clouds on Tuesday. Slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night, turning cooler. Morning showers and thundershowers Wednesday, then maybe some late day sun. High temperature Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't know how long I've been doing this show, a long time. But one of the things that's really fun is just that you end up talking to people that are really interesting. Kevin, you've done it. And it's not a celebrity, it's just somebody. And it ends up being a real connection, and that's really cool. And it used to be one of the fun things that we could do is just pick up the phone, make a phone call, the phone would ring, they'd pick it up, and we'd talk to them. Well, you can't do that anymore. See, you know.
Right.
FCC's taken that away from you, so you have to call ahead of time now and say, would you talk to us? And, you know, sometimes you get a chance to do that. Well, so I'm perusing the names of businesses in Beaver, Oklahoma, okay, because I want to talk to them about this cow chip thing.
Okay.
And the most interesting name to me was Henny Penny. And Henny Penny is like a play. It's a gift shop.
Okay, that sounds cute.
And it was. It's kind of cute. So I mean called, and it's, hello, is this Henny Penny? Yeah, uh-huh. Are you in Beaver, Oklahoma? Uh-huh. At the radio station. No, I don't want to talk on the radio. I said, come on, let's talk on the radio. It's about the cow chip. I hadn't been. I said, well, okay, that's all right, but I'm sure you've been before. She said, no, it's been 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, well, I guess pretty much you've seen one. You've seen them all. She said, the only reason I went then is because my daughter was in it. I said, it was just fun. Just the nicest lady in the world. And I said, well, why don't you go? She said, well, I got a business to run. I don't have time to go over there for all that foolishness. And she said, the time I went, it was 35 degrees and you're smelling cow poop the whole time. How much fun could that be?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is what she's saying to me. I'm just going.
God love her.
I did. I asked her three times. She said, no, don't do that. I said, she said, well, call the president of the Chamber of Commerce. She works at the Beaver Bank, and, well, that's not open yet either. She said, but don't tell her I called. I said, all right, I won't. I said, you sure you don't want to go on? No. I said, now, what kind of place is it? And she said, it's a gift shop. I said, you know, we live in a big town now, and it's really hard to just find a gift shop where you can go in and you can know the person who comes in and they want to buy something. She said, yeah, and you probably know the person they're buying it for, too. I said, exactly, that's it. But anyway. She wouldn't talk to me, but that's fun.
Dad, blame it.
Yeah, I know. Every once again, we do pretty well, but that was one that kind of got away.
That's cool.
Every so often, a product comes along that makes us wonder if somebody merely had momentary lapses in judgment, whatever, it caused them to slip into some wormhole and live in a parallel universe and think we need these things. But did you know that we once had dumbbell eating utensils?
Beg pardon?
See,
it's talking about like a fork on one end and a spoon on the other.
No.
No, to eat dumbbells with.
Right. See, they were weighted. They were weighted, you see.
So it'd be like a workout?
Exactly. I mean, if they, people get fat because they don't exercise enough and because they eat too much. So, of course, the simple solution would be to make them exercise while they're eating, right?
Sure.
Okay, so weighted dumbbells for utensils. These things were marketed as a gift for dieters, but unlike most gifts, they cost $160 a set.
Weird.
Holy cow.
That might have been part of the problem.
You think?
Colgate is a company that's done one thing very well for a very long time, and that is make toothpaste. Now, since toothpaste is technically something that goes in your mouth, somebody had the bright idea that Colgate should branch out into other things that go in your mouth, like food.
That doesn't sound very appetizing.
The result was Colgate-branded kitchen entrees, cheap microwave dinners with the Colgate brand slapped on the front.
Really?
Remarkably, people did not line up in droves to buy TV dinners from the maker of an oral hygiene product. Now, we always hear about extending the brand, and you see that more and more now. Arm & Hammer's on everything. It's in everything. Unilever, by the way, owns the world, in case you didn't know.
Yes, they
but,
do.
But extending the brand, somehow going from hygiene oral hygiene products to dinners doesn't seem like that would work.
That's a bit of a reach.
Here you go, Kat. Here's one for you.
Well, thank you.
Here's another concept which may have sounded quite revolutionary at first. What if we print books with the word sideways? People could then read them in bed while lying on their side.
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't anybody think of that before?
Well, there are...
Yeah, for one thing, people obviously don't maintain the same position for hours while reading in bed. If you want to lie on your back for a while, then what do? You have to switch around to the standard version of the same book. You have to have two copies of the book.
No, you just flip it over and flip pages up to down instead of side to side.
But I think, too, that your brain cancels it out. It annoys me. If I'm in bed and I grab my phone and I move and then my phone decides, oh, she's sideways, I'm going to turn everything sideways. I'm like, you stupid phone, turn it back, you dumb head.
No.
Just because I'm on my side doesn't mean I want to read everything sideways.
The phone is trying to be your friend, Kat. Don't you understand? Yeah. I mean, if you had Siri, you'd say, lay still! Or so. I'm not sure.
I'd say, shut up, you witch. That's I'm trying to go to bed.
Sacha Baron Cohen, that's the Borat guy, has made his debut in the list of Britain's wealthiest entertainers with an estimated fortune of $109 million. He and his actress wife, Isla Fisher, is that right, or Isla?
Isla Fisher.
Okay. Isla.
Have entered in at number 31 in the film and TV category, tied with Liam Neeson. He earned an estimated $32 million in the last year with his films that have pulled in more than $2 billion at the international box office.
I just don't get him.
Man.
I don't find him funny.
Other big names in the entertainment list, which rates those in the music, film, and TV industry in Britain and Ireland, $64 million or more, would be, of course, J.K. Rowling at $896 million,
yes,
or more money than God.
She's not hurting any.
Yeah, Simon Cowell at $400 million. Hollywood couples Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas at $296 million. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin at $144 million. I don't know how I found it. It's just one of those weird sites that you get on the internet about how much celebrities are worth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I went there with the intent of finding someone, and then, you know, it's the internet, so you wander around and
yeah, you get distracted.
The proverbial unraveling sweater.
Exactly right. Ended up finding this comic actress is worth $2 billion.
Comic actress worth
$2 billion.
Lucille, not Lucille Ball. No.
Tina Fey.
I know who I looked up. I looked up Tracy Ullman. That's what it was, because we talked the other day about how much she was worth because of The Simpsons. And she's like, I don't know, $140 million. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is worth $2 billion?
Dollars.
Who would have thought?
Her father started the Dreyfus Energy Fund. Yeah.
So, holy cats!
Yeah. So, in other words, I mean, she can act if she wants to. And she's pretty funny, and I like her. But, I mean, $2 billion fortune?
Most famous dancer ever.
Yeah.
Half price books in the month of April. A perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood half price books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day. And just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month. So hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
846, News Talk 1620, WTAW. If it's not bad enough that the government gives away money to people, gives away stuff to people, now they're spending money to make sure to advertise that they're giving stuff away to people. The Obama administration has hired a public relations firm, Weber Shandwick, they're big, to sell Obamacare to the uninsured and persuade them to enroll in a health care plan.
That's the way to preserve the future of our country.
Obamacare aims to cover the uninsured Americans by expanding Medicaid, by imposing an individual mandate requiring that everybody have insurance or pay a tax. There's an obvious concern in the White House, however, that many of the nation's 37 million uninsured U.S. Americans will pay the tax rather than buy the insurance. They have won a contract worth $3.1 million to assist the Department of Health and Human Services with rolling out a campaign to convince skeptical or simply confused, to convince skeptical or Americans who are too damn stupid to understand that this act is good for them, according to Advertising Age. PR firm will seek to implement rollout communication, old-fashioned marketing principles. Okay. Global firm, offices in 81 countries. They got $3 million of our taxpayer money so that they can go tell the uninsured to sign up because it'd be good for them, because we're going to pay for it for them. Okay. And Downton Abbey. I mean, you know anybody who watches this show?
Yes.
Do you watch the show?
I haven't seen it. Oh, what, actually, I have. I saw the very first episode, or I'm not really sure if it was multiple episodes. It was long, whatever I watched.
Yeah, I understand.
Anyway, I know a lot of people who love the show and are angry when they hear spoilers.
Well, this is not a spoiler, but one of the fans of the show would be Newt Gingrich.
Really?
He wants to appear on the show. In an interview with Vanity Fair magazine, they noted the Georgia Republican would make a great cameo. I mean, he was on Parks and Recreation. He did a great job there, so why not Downton Abbey?
Because he looks so British.
Yeah, he said, it would be great to play David Lloyd George, he responded, who, of course, was the prime minister in the early part of the 20th century. An interesting choice, though, since he's a member of the Liberal Party. Gingrich says, I am too old to play a younger Churchill in the series, but when they get to 1940, it'd be wonderful to try to be Churchillian. Yeah.
How big are his cheeks?
Yeah, oh, his cheeks are big enough. I don't think you have to worry about that. He'd have to wear a little bald skull cap thing, but aside from that. Hey, no winner in Friday's drawing for the Mega Millions. That means that Tuesday's drawing, valued at $92 million. $92 million. Of course, after taxes, you just get a measly $69 million bucks, but, you know, what the heck. Oh, well, never mind. This played in 42 states, and your chances of winning are 175.7 million to 1. And then the Powerball on Wednesday night, that's $116 million. So, you know, and that's played in 44 states, and you got about the same shot there. So, but I mean, if you want to waste a buck or two, there's nothing wrong with that. The nature hair care brand Evita is going to try to break a record today. The most money raised in charity haircuts. It's the global cutathon. Oh my God, there's that and Earth Day. How can I make it through the day?
Just overwhelmed with
there
goodness.
There are so many things to be doing today.
I feel bad that I can't participate.
Well, you could. You know, you could just go in there and just give them some money, and they could kind of snip around like they're cutting hair.
I actually really did want to go to Earth Day, but it didn't work out. You could always, yeah, go in with a wig on, have them trim your wig.
Why'd you want to go to Earth Day?
Just because it seemed cool.
Okay.
Why'd you not want to go to Earth Day?
Because he doesn't care.
I'm saying, yeah, if he's going to
ask me. He doesn't care about the Earth.
I don't care about the Earth. I don't care about the Earth.
He wants to destroy it.
The guy who changed the way we read newspapers passed away.
Mr. USA Today?
That's right. Al Newhart, 89 years old. He had fallen and was in
he couldn't
his home.
Get up.
Complications. He suffered injuries. It really was.
Sorry.
Anyway, newspaper man since he got out of the military in World War II, worked for Associated Press, and then rose through the ranks of Gannett Newspapers, becoming the CEO in 1973. In the early 80s, he rolled out USA Today. And again, it changed the way that we read newspapers.
The cartoonization of news.
That's right. And it changed what newspapers look like all over America now. You could go in, they had one page, and they still do, that had the top story in every state.
Yep.
So you could read what the top story was in Idaho or whatever. And again, for people who wanted to dig deep, it's not the answer. But if you just kind of wanted to skim over the top, wanted to hit the high points, USA Today, fantastic when it comes to that.
Yep.
All right, here we go. It's a rare sight to see a UPS truck in the left turn lane. For years, UPS has calculated their routes to include as few left turns as possible in an effort to conserve time and fuel.
Then they're more dangerouser.
Yeah. So, should we do the same thing? Well, according to a recent survey from Hummer, yes. Their results found that the average driver could save significant time and money with the no left turn rule, and that even three right turns could be more efficient than your one long left turn. Overall, avoiding left turns at busy intersections can reduce travel time and fuel consumption, it says here, by 20%. And you think about it, especially like if you're in a non-controlled intersection pulling onto Texas Avenue. Nothing worse than pulling up behind somebody who wants to make a left turn, okay? Because they're going to have to turn across two lanes plus the shared turn lane, and then more than that. Just, I mean, you know, give it a try. The other thing that they don't do is back up very often, because apparently a lot of accidents happen backing up. So you won't find those trucks doing that either.
Well, it's been a fairly successful business model.
It may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 800-98-STEEL today.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
Normandy Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normandy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normandy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See them at normandytractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You'd expect the network, which lets that really bad word go out during the day, to be fined a wazoo for the incident. But it didn't happen. On Saturday, Boston Red Sox game with the Kansas City Royals, David Ortiz, Big Pappy, dropped the big one during a passionate pregame speech saying, "This is our beep city. And nobody's going to dictate our freedom," end quote.
Wow. Big Poppy got in trouble.
Well, he didn't, though, because the chairman of the FCC, Julius Genachowski, apparently decided to make an exception to the rule, and he tweeted out, "David Ortiz spoke from the heart at today's Red Sox game. I stand with Big Pappy and the people of Boston. Julius." Case closed. Okay. He got a pass. There you are. Somebody hacked into the Twitter accounts of both CBS programs 60 Minutes and 48 Hours over the weekend, sending various tweets which claimed, for instance, that President Obama is shamelessly in bed with Al-Qaeda, and included a link to LaRochePack.com, which is a website that plugs the ideas of Lyndon LaRoche. Of course, CBS News picked up on the bogus tweets and posted a tweet reading, "Our 48 Hours account has been compromised. We're working with Twitter to resolve the issue."
I do think it's interesting that they repeatedly say Russian terrorists instead of Islamic terrorists. I find that really interesting.
Oh, who's saying that?
I'm just
some of the news people.
Well, I mean, all the media. I haven't heard anybody call it Islamic terrorists.
Oh, I've heard
they're
terrorists.
Just saying Russian terrorists.
And that's what they again watched the Friday night coverage, and it was interesting because Fox really was way ahead on the story, way ahead on the story. And the reason is because they have what's called an O&O. They have a station that is owned and operated by Fox in Boston. And there aren't many markets where they have that. And understand, network means network. And Fox does well in big cities, but, you know, if something happens, they have a tough time being able to get somebody to the story in a small town. And a perfect example would be in West. Who did Fox send to West? Nobody. Who did CNN send? Anderson Cooper. Now, you know, it would seem, couldn't you put Bill Hemmer on an airplane and get him to West?
You would think.
Shepard Smith, get him to West? You could have done that. But instead, and again.
And we are in the South, remember. Right. We're not important.
But it's interesting because once you get out into the hinterlands, you're liable to find somebody who was the homecoming queen 7 years ago, and she's the anchor on Fox, with all due respect.
That's very true.
You know, now, Fox, again, because of their local affiliation, their guys, the Fox affiliate, was getting information about that guy being in the boat while CNN was still talking about him being in the shed behind the house. CNN blew it early on, but it, at the end of the game, when it was all said and done, CNN had better coverage. After the fact, they had better coverage because they had better context.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
But again, it's one of the few places where Fox could have done a better job, and they did in the beginning, but in the long haul, I mean, if you're just kind of analyzing the way that it was handled. But it was, and again, you know, I've done some news and I've done some television. I don't enjoy very much of it, but that was pretty welcome. That was pretty compelling stuff.
That's
what you're supposed to do in electronic media if you can. All right, on this date in history, 1864, Congress authorized the use of "In God We Trust." Up until then, I guess we didn't do that on the U.S. coins.
And yeah, that was actually done right.